In the restaurant industry, you can be there for a decade and then suddenly packed up and gone one day, often with a new food business ready to take your place. In Vancouver, much like in other cities around the world, our restaurants and cafes are neighborhood touchstones we sometimes take for granted, because changes in business or within a community landscape often resonate deeply with locals. Stories about restaurant closures in Vancouver are often some of the most widely read and shared content from our food and drink section, though we always endeavor to put the spotlight on the incredible new and existing restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, bars, and breweries we have in the city. Which Vancouver restaurants closed in 2023? Because VIA's turf is Vancouver proper, below are only the restaurant closures from the city itself. Though VIA does syndicate content from sibling publications in Richmond, the North Shore, the Tri-Cities, New West, Burnaby, Delta, and beyond across BC, we're keeping the scope here to Vancouver. And one more note, not every restaurant closure from this year in Vancouver is included. It's already a fairly comprehensive list, but we haven't been able to chronicle every single one. For anyone passionate about the Vancouver, and Metro Vancouver, restaurant scene, be sure to subscribe to our weekly Forking Awesome newsletter, which always summarizes the food news of the week in a digest format, as well as covers exclusive content, tips, and insights. It's delivered to your inbox every Thursday, just in time for lunch. Don't miss out. Starting with a few end of 2022 departures and going through the end of December 2023 and a peek ahead at a certain 2024 closure, here are nearly 67 restaurant business closures from this year in Vancouver. December 2022 Doc Lunch closed. December 31, 2022 Doc Lunch was best known for its globally influenced dishes on ever-changing menus, with just a few offerings for each meal, ranging from more ambitious offerings to comforting home-style eats. The 16-seat restaurant was intimate and homey. The restaurant also was home to special pop-up events and offered a great little side street patio in the warm months. The year kicked off with plans to close temporarily for building renovations, but the owner ended up being told she had to close down entirely. What's there now? N.A. Yaletown Distillery closed. December 31, 2022 Yaletown Distillery closed up shop for good at the end of 2022. The Yaletown Distillery Bar and Polly's Kitchen, Facebook. In a brief Instagram post at the end of 2022, the Yaletown Distillery Bar and Kitchen announced it was ceasing activities permanently. The bar, restaurant, and distillery, which had been operating for almost 10 years at 1131 Mainland Street, gave no explanation as to why it was closing but apologized for the news and thanked its patrons for their business. What's there now? Second location of Nightingale. Opening in 2024, Kaneko Hanosuke 1725 Robson St. closed. December 2022 opened behind much fanfare and excitement in January 2020, the first Canadian location of Japanese import tempura chain Kaneko Hanosuke made it 3 years before shuttering. The Vancouver location made it through, it appears, until just the end of 2022. What's there now? Juicy and 88 Hot Dog, now closed as well. January Heritage Asian Eatery 382 W Broadway closed. Early January Heritage Asian Eatery began on Pender Street in Vancouver's financial district back in 2016 before expanding with its second outpost 4 years ago at W Broadway in Cambie. Heritage is known for its approachable menu of Chinese comfort classics, like dim sum dishes, loaded bao, and barbecue meats served to share or as plates with rice or noodles. Owner Paul Zhang said the Broadway subway construction forced his hand in closing the business. In 2024, Heritage is set to open a new second location at Lonsdale Quay. What's there now? The Greek O Carolina 580 East 12th Avenue closed. January 15 launched in the summer of 2021. O Carolina was the highly anticipated revitalization of the Charles Grocery at the hands of local restaurant group Gooseneck Hospitality. The folks who brought us Bufala, Bells and Whistles, Lucky Taco, and, the sorely missed, Wildebeest. What's there now? Mercato di Luigi Hubbub, 859 Hornby Street and 420 Robson Street, closed. January. A Vancouver sandwich business with two downtown locations came to an abrupt end after its owner found himself in financial distress due to the pandemic. Both Hubbub restaurants shuttered in early January due to unpaid rent. Owner Faisal Khan shared his story of taking over the business just as the pandemic reached Vancouver and his struggles to keep the sandwich shops afloat in the ensuing months and years. What's there now? Kintan Ramen, Robson Street, and Olivier's Breads, Hornby Street, February Cafe 888 Express 888 Dunsmuir St closed. February 2, after 28 years in Vancouver's downtown, 888 Cafe Express announced near the start of 2023 that it was ending its run serving up coffee and casual cafe eats in the heart of the city. The owner told VIA it was time to move on, personally and professionally, in part due to the aftermath of the pandemic. What's there now? Fresh Slice Daisy Garden 142 E Pender St closed. February 7 years after the beloved Chinatown restaurant Daisy Garden was destroyed by a devastating fire, owners managed to complete an extensive renovation and welcomed customers once again in March 2022. Less than a year after the joyous rebirth, the spot cherished for its homestyle Cantonese fare closed permanently and the business was listed for sale. What's there now? N.A. Moderna Burger 865 W Broadway closed. Mid-February, the interior of the burger restaurant was stripped of the modern burger branding in February 2023. Brendan Kurgan, VIA, the Fairview Burger Joint is no more, having packed it in without public explanation. Originally, the retro-styled burger diner opened in 2001 on the 2500 block of West Broadway, but in 2018 that spot shuttered due to redevelopment. However, in 2019 a new Moderna Burger opened at 865 W Broadway as a scaled-down version of the original location. Moderna Burger appears to have quietly vacated the space, shared with Tim Hortons, sometime in mid-February. What's there now? N.A. Vacant, Sweet Revenge 4160 Main St closed. February 19, Mount Pleasant Sweet Revenge closed permanently after 22 years. With its quirky decor, late-night hours and very specific menu, tea and desserts, it was a unique offering in Vancouver. J.S. Kim has owned the little cafe for over a decade. She said the closure is due to issues with the building. What's there now? TBDMARCH Grade A Steak and Seafood 1175 Granville St closed. March 14, hailed by one customer as one of the last old-school greasy spoons left. Grade A Steak and Seafood restaurant at Granville and Davie served up its last low-price meals on March 14. The veteran Vancouver restaurant, known for its bargain prices and Chinese-Canadian diner-style fare, particularly breakfast, announced its closure via letter to diners on in early March. What's there now? Chopsticks and Bowls Noodle House Benkei Ramen 545 W Broadway closed. March 20, after over a dozen years of dishing up ramen on West Broadway at Cambi, Benkei closed up shop in March. The owner said it was time to retire, and the restaurant packed it in, to be replaced several months later by, you guessed it, another ramen restaurant. What's there now? Menya Juman Weirdo Cafe 6459 Victoria Doctor closed. March 26, opened in late 2018. The Weirdo Cafe specialized in a mix of Japanese and fusion foods, including items like crazy beef on rice, evil castle risotto, and blueberry yogurt pork chop spaghetti. They also had diverse drinks and dessert menus. What's there now? Manimes Restaurant and Bar Milk Bar, Pacific Center, Nordstrom closed. March a look inside the pre-opening party at Milk Bar in Vancouver, November 17, 2022. The dessert kiosk was forced to close in March as Nordstrom shut down its Canadian department stores. Lindsay William Ross, VIA, the loss of Nordstrom in downtown Vancouver meant the additional casualty of losing Milk Bar mere weeks after it debuted. The NYC-based sweets brand operated a kiosk-style cafe inside the department store, stocked with cookies, pie, cake, and soft serve, along with merch. What's there now? N.A.A.P.R.I.L. Trattoria 1850 West 4th Avenue closed. April 6, the Global Group-owned chain opened its first Trattoria location on West 4th back in 2008. The restaurant is reportedly looking for another Kitsilano location to replace this one which shuttered due to the lease coming to an end. In the meantime, Trattoria has locations in West Vancouver, Burnaby, and is planning to open another in Langley very soon. What's there now? Cube Lebanese Restaurant Andina Brewing 1507 Powell St closed. April 7, Andina Brewing Company closed down in the spring. At the time it was announced as a temporary closure, but one of the owners confirmed in July that the business had permanently closed. "We had a dispute with the landlord and the business was shut down on April 7, 2023," Andres Amaya told VIA. "We were hoping to resolve these issues but we were unsuccessful. What's there now? N. Ubuntu 4194 Fraser St. closed. April 16th restaurant and natural wine bar Ubuntu Canteen was a neighborhood staple since opening in 2018. The day-to-night spot, headed up by celebrated Vancouver chef Dave Ganawin, was a go-to for many, and news of its closure this spring left locals stunned. What's there now? Bar Bravo Festal Paleo Cafe 433 Granville St. closed. April Festal Paleo Cafe on Granville between Pender and Hastings announced in early April it had shut down its spot in the city's core. The cafe, which included dishes suitable for keto, paleo, and vegan diets, focused on healthy meals. They also had gluten, dairy, and sugar-free options. However, fans of Festal's food can hold out hope for its return to Metro Vancouver plates. "We hope to reopen at a new location, if we find a space that is feasible, within the next few months," the owner said. What's there now? Hungry Zoo's Wild Thing Snack Bar 1867 Powell St. closed. April Wild Thing Snack Bar closed down at the end of April. While only open for a year, Snack Bar developed a cult following. At the time, operators of the 25-seat veg-forward Powell Street space, owned by six co-owners, partners, had said the restaurant will remain in the family, and be used for special pop-up events in the future. However, this fall, a bar project called the Andrea Gale opened in its place. What's there now? The Andrea Gale Chewy's 1055 W Hastings St. closed. End of April popular hangout spot Chewy's Oyster Bar announced it would be closing its West Hastings spot at the end of April due to its lease for the restaurant's location. The location has been open since late 2013. This was the second Chewy's Oyster Bar. The original shellfish specializing spot in Kitsilano remains open. What's there now? Per se Social Corner, second location, opening 2024. Kent's Kitchen 232 Kiefer St. closed. April 2023 legendary family-run no-frills Chinese food spot that did take out business shut down this spring, though they continue to operate on Victoria Drive. What's there now? Tato's Kitchen Maishue Pender, Yaletown, Melville, Pendulum closed. May the patio of the Yaletown Shuei location, as seen in the summer of 2020. Shuei Italian Bakery Cafe, Facebook Siway, which began in 2005 with its first Italian cafe in downtown Vancouver, shuttered all of its four locations in the city as May got underway, and did so with no warning to customers. Siway was known for its Roman-inspired menu of coffee, pastries, sandwiches, pizzas, and pasta dishes. They also served brunch and breakfast items and were regular participants of the annual Greater Vancouver Hot Chocolate Festival, often putting whimsical creations on the menu for the event. Beercraft, UBC. 3340 Shrum Lane closed. May 1st Beercraft shuttered its remaining Vancouver location this spring, leaving just one of its brewpub restaurants standing in the region. The craft beer restaurant revealed that May 1st was the final day of operations for its outpost at UBC's Westbrook Village. In December 2022, Beercraft closed up one of its original locations in Vancouver's Cambie Village. While it first seemed likely the Beercraft team would convert the UBC outpost into a community taps and pizza as they had on the drive, instead the crew partnered up to open the first ever Sports Illustrated branded restaurant. What's there now? Sports Illustrated Clubhouse Buckstop 833 Denman St. closed. May 27th talk about marking a milestone. The West End's longtime go-to for barbecue eats, Buckstop, ended its 10-year run definitively by closing permanently. Buckstop was known for its dark, cozy ambiance, cocktail bar, and southern-tinged barbecue fare like pulled pork sandwiches and ribs, loaded burgers, and hush puppies. The owner shared on social media it was simply time for her to close up and find a new place to live for the time being. What's there now? Los Chavos Mexican restaurant Aperture Coffee Bar 243 W Broadway closed. May 28 after 10 years on West Broadway, the local coffee company shut down the location. "It has been a pleasure to be a fixture of the community for the past 10 years," writes the company on Instagram. "We've loved serving as a space where culture could thrive, for people to relax, friends to catch up, students to study, and for new connections to be made. Their second shop at 4124 Main Street in Mount Pleasant remains in business. What's there now? N.A. The Darkside 219 Union St. closed. Mid may open for just about 6 months. The Darkside, in what had previously been the Union in Chinatown, was a playful, casual sibling to Chef Kevin Lin and Steph Wan's Land and Sea, now rebranded to Okini, in Carisdale. In May, Lin announced he and Wan were stepping away from the project, and while it was looking like the Darkside might return, it ended up closing down, replaced by Mexican-Japanese hybrid miso taco. What's there now? Miso Taco Wild Thing on Main 2420 Main St. closed. Early May Wild Thing at 2420 Main Street closed in May 2023. Lindsay William Ross, VIA on the heels of its one-time sibling, Snack Bar. The owners of Wild Thing sold their Main Street Day to Night Cafe, restaurant. What's there now? Pink is the Heart 238 Abbott St. closed. Spring originally opened as a sibling to the White Heart in Surrey. Vancouver's The Heart specialized in gastropub staples like deep-fried pickles, scotch eggs, and a variety of burgers along with a modest beer and bar menu. It had only been open for a year. What's there now? Arcana Spirit Lounge June Manja Cucina and Bar 2211 Manitoba St. closed. June 17 opened in 2018, Manja Cucina and Bar served authentic pasta, pizza, and other Italian fare in a heritage house that had been converted into a cozy restaurant, located in Mount Pleasant. The Italian restaurant's sibling pasta boutique closed a month prior. The chef Alessandro Riccobono is starting a new venture by hosting tours in Sicily. What's there now? Casa Molina, opening in 2024. Hikari Cafe 5701 Granville St. closed. June 20, this sushi bar specializing in donburi and Japanese desserts closed suddenly in June following the owner's retirement. The small family-run spot served authentic homestyle Japanese food from sushi to omelette rice to ice cream waffle dessert. What's there now? N. Abel Cafe 1780 West 3rd Avenue closed. June high-profile Vancouver chef David Hawksworth culled his local empire by one with this spring's quiet closure of its Kitsilano outpost of Bell Cafe. As June got underway this year, Bell Cafe in Kits was no more, bringing its tenure in the neighborhood to an end after 5 years. What's there now? N. A. Buddha Shea 1269 Hamilton St. closed. June 5 vegetarian and vegan-friendly Vietnamese restaurant Buddha Shea announced June 5 that the Yaletown restaurant was closed effective immediately, after just about 6 months in business. What's there now? Alchemy Bar and Kitchen La Taqueria 586 Hornby St. closed. June 14, a Vancouver staple for authentic casual Mexican fare brought one location's chapter to an end in June. The lease had come to an end for La Taqueria on Hornby, according to a representative for the restaurant. Instead of recommitting to the brick-and-mortar space, wheels were already in motion for the restaurant to debut a new food truck for its nearby setup just one block away outside the Vancouver Art Gallery. What's there now? Toloache 12 Kings Pub 395 Kingsway closed. End of June 12 Kings was created by a group of sports-loving beer fans who wanted to have a venue for like-minded patrons. They took over the former locker room, and before that, Mavericks, on Kingsway and 12th in 2014 and grew a base of patrons who enjoyed the food, craft beer, sports broadcasts, and live entertainment. What's there now? Foy's Irish Bar and Grill July Hanoi Old Quarter 5207 Victoria Doctor closed. Summer a sibling to the popular Mr. Red Cafe, Hanoi Old Quarter opened in 2019 and was named one of the city's best Vietnamese restaurants in 2020. What's there now? Kurzma Indian Cuisine Kokomo 611 Gore St. closed. July 28 after a six-year run, Kokomo said so long to its very first location this summer, but the plant-based biz already had plans to shift operations to a new, nearby restaurant space on Commercial Street. What's there now? N. Ahoy's Wonton House 1202 Kingsway closed. July 29 Ahoy's Wonton House closed this summer. Allie Turner, VIA, we tried our best in the last couple of months to extend the lease, but the new building owner refused to do so, said owners of this long-standing Chinese restaurant. We have no choice but only to make this very sad decision after serving this community for many years. The restaurant served traditional and fusion food with everything from wonton soup to Chinese donuts to more than a dozen types of congee. What's there now? N. Atea Drop Cafe 1020 Howe St. Closed. July 30th. This quaint coffee and bubble tea shop called it quits only months after opening. Tea Drop Cafe opened in early January this year but announced this summer that it would be closing on July 30th. A Taste of India 1282 Robson St. Closed. July 30th. After 35 years on Robson Street, A Taste of India shuttered permanently in the summer. Owners shared a farewell note on the restaurant door. What's there now? That year China restaurant, opening 2024, J.J. Bean 146 W. Cordova St. Closed. July 31 J.J. Bean's last day at the Woodward's building was July 31, ending a 13-year run in the space. It was one of the first locations for the locally based coffee chain. What's there now? N. Arush 2 Water St. Closed. Early summer after making short work of tidying up the space, Rouge opened in Gastown in October 2021, replacing longtime previous tenant Pekinpa. The restaurant initially focused on Swiss-inspired fare but ultimately shifted its offerings to more gastropub-style plates. The business confirmed in the summer it was closed. What's there now? Oku Izakaya Bar, opening 2024. August the Diamond 6 Powell St. Closed. August 6 inches after 14 years of last calls, we've finally reached ours, said operators of the beloved Gastown cocktail bar. The news came as a shock to many locals and fans of the establishment having just celebrated its anniversary. The former owner of the building, Diamond, Jack Wiley, had recently passed away and the building was put up for sale, which led to the Diamond's closure. What's there now? N. A Tangent Cafe 2095 Commercial Doctor Closed. July, August Tangent Cafe offered up breakfast, lunch, and dinner service with a Malaysian twist to locals for years, serving a mix of Eastern and Western foods like Malaysian poutine and Wings of the World, which included a Vancouverian flavor, along with things like veggie burgers next to noodle dishes like mee goreng. The concept closed and re-emerged as Daybreakers. What's there now? Daybreakers September Knox 1575 W. Georgia St. Closed. Early September, a look inside the elegant and minimalist Knox restaurant in Cole Harbor. The restaurant closed abruptly this year. Photo courtesy Knox, located at the Cardero Building. Knox was initially the venture of restaurateur Alejandro Diaz and chef Sam Fabro, who rose to prominence at El Santo in New Westminster, and RPEG, which owns & Co., the bespoke professional hub, at the Cardero that had Knox under its umbrella of on-site offerings. The upscale Italian restaurant shuttered abruptly, and staff used online review portals to share tales of their last frustrating days of employment. Plans for the space remain unknown. What's there now? N. Awa Curry 622 W. Pender Closed, September 29 WA. Curry was the new concept from Aburi, Miku, Minami, Aburi Market. In the spring, they flipped what used to be Gyoza Bar downtown into a dine-in and take-out curry spot, making silky, savory long-cooked curries using the Wagyu they import for their market and restaurants. We will be closing the restaurant front to our Japanese curry brand, Wa Curry, to focus on our upcoming new openings and continue to build our in-house offerings at Aburi To Go and Aburi Market, shared owners this fall. What's there now? Aburi Commissary Operations Rib and Chicken 4443 West 10th Avenue and 1660 Renfrew Santa local restaurant chain that had six locations across the region at the beginning of 2023 had closed several, including two in Vancouver, by early September. Rib and Chicken opened in Langley in 2017, specializing in Korean barbecue and deep-fried chicken. Over the next few years, the brand spread out with locations in West Point Grey, East Vancouver, and Marpole, along with ones in Port Moody and Chilliwack. Only the Marpole and original Langley locations remain open for business. What's there now? Sumbiyaki Arashi, W. 10th, and Kuro Sushi, Renfrew, Burnout Cafe 2304 E. Hastings St. Closed, September 24 inches. The Burnout Cafe building has been slotted to be torn down. This news has come sooner than we had expected, the cafe shared in an Instagram post on September 2. Better to burn out than fade away. What's there now? N. A Nightshade 1079 Mainland St. Closed, September 17 on Sept. 12, Nightshade shared on social media the Michelin Guide recognized upscale vegan restaurant was hitting pause for an unspecified duration to make a transition, about which the restaurant offered no details. Subsequently, plans were unveiled for new ownership of the Yale Town address. Nightshade's chef, Chanthi Yen, has now moved in the executive chef role at Giovanni Beccaro, and the future of Nightshade is unknown. What's there now? Dovetail? Gyukaku Broadway 950 W Broadway closed. September. The global Japanese barbecue chain, with spots across Asia and North America, specializes in grilled meat dishes with tiny grills in the middle of the tables. They encourage social meals and shared plates. The West Broadway restaurant opened in 2014. Homura Yakiniku opened in the space within a month of Gyukaku's exit. What's there now? Homura Yakiniku. October. Nukid 1660 Robson Street. Closed. October 22. Nukid was Korean bakery cafe on Robson in the West End that sold twisted donuts, filled brioche donuts, cheesecake, and other treats. At Nukid Cafe, Instagram. The bakery cafe, known for its Korean twist donuts and creative flavors, closed up shop after just over a year and a half in business. The owners are shifting the space to be a new concept focused on Korean snacks. What's there now? Nomnom Seoul, opening in 2024. Graham Cafe 2218 Kingsway and 2145 West 41st Avenue. Closed. Fall 2023. The Japanese souffle pancake chain entered the Metro Vancouver market with plans for four locations in the area, all of which slowly opened their doors between 2020 and 2022. However, now all of those restaurants are permanently closed. In addition to closed-up Graham Cafe locations in Brentwood and Richmond, the restaurant's two Vancouver outposts have subsequently shuttered. What's there now? N.A., Kingsway, and Big Way Hot Pot, W 41st. Opening 2024. La Katrina Tacos 1187 Denman Street. Closed. October. Opened in the spring of 2016. The taco shop specialized in tacos with a dozen varieties on the regular menu, serving tourists and locals near English Bay. They also served other Mexican staples like quesadillas and burritos. What's there now? N.A. Sea House 1089 Marinaside Crest. Closed. Fall. After several years of looking out over False Creek, Sea House Restaurant closed for business this fall. The Italian eatery focused on pizza, pasta, and other dishes from the Mediterranean country since 2020. The restaurant also had live jazz nights. What's there now? N.A. Chef Hung Taiwan Bistro 990 Smith Street. Closed. Fall. The Taiwanese noodle chain shut down Chef Hung Taiwan Bistro, less than 2 years after it opened in downtown Vancouver. The beef noodle restaurant was a new twist on the chain's usual concept, Chef Hung Taiwanese Beef Noodle. Several of the noodle shops remain in operation across Metro Vancouver. What's there now? N.A. Ganache Patisserie 1262 Homer Street. Closed. October 31. After 2 decades of bringing a little taste of Paris to Vancouver, Ganache Patisserie closed this fall. The longtime Yale Town bakery is no more after owner Peter Fong handed over the keys to the location on October 31, ending 20 years of sweet desserts and treats. What's there now? N.A. November. Queen Cafe 18 East Pender Street. Closed. November 12. Pastry chef Andrew Hahn, known for his whimsical and creative Asian-inspired pastries, opened Queen Cafe, pronounced Queen, in August 2020 in Vancouver's Chinatown neighborhood. He shared candid details on his Instagram about his need to close the business, as it was proving a financial and personal strain to carry on. What's there now? N.A. Branna's 617 Stamps Landing. Closed. Fall. Brana's Mediterranean Grill on False Creek's waterfront has closed operations. The restaurant space in Vancouver won't be empty long as a new Turkish place will open soon. Brendan Kurgan, VIA. For more than 10 years, Brana's restaurant sat overlooking False Creek. However, the Mediterranean Grill closed this fall and renovations for a new restaurant at the same address are already underway. What's there now? Kalamish, opening 2024. Turquoise Goat, 122 West Hastings Street. Closed. Early November. On November 9, the owners of Turquoise Goat shared the news in an announcement on the cafe's website and Facebook. Despite our boundless love for the cafe, financial circumstances, and events outside of our control have brought our run to an end, stated the owners. The cafe had been serving up board games and grub for just over a year since moving into the former Ketch 122 space in Gastown. What's there now? TBD. Cartum's Donuts, 534 West Pender Street. Closed. November 26. A trailblazer in Vancouver's gourmet donut scene brought a pivotal chapter to a close. Cartum's Donuts closed its downtown location permanently this fall. The building that houses the Donery is slated for demolishment and the site for redevelopment. December 2023. Tacomio, 1245 Glen Drive and 6025 University Boulevard. Closed. December 11, 2023. The end arrived in December for a Vancouver-based casual Mexican restaurant, as Tacomio announced the immediate closure of its two remaining locations in East Vancouver and at UBC. Tacomio began in Gastown in 2015, occupying a humble space on Abbott between Hastings and Pender. There, chef owner Fernando Lanas brought his authentic Mexican food to fans of tacos and burritos, showcasing braised meats and house-made salsas. Ultimately, Tacomio left that space, but not before they expanded to the North Shore. That location had closed earlier in the fall. What's replacing the locations? TBD. Matchstick, 213 East Georgia Street. Closed. December 15, 2023. The Vancouver Coffee Roaster and Indie Cafe exited Chinatown in December after just under a decade. The economic changes we have seen develop in the past few years, specifically rising inflation and real estate prices, have created an environment that is no longer sustainable for our cafe, explained management. What's replacing it? TBD. Cannibal Cafe, 1818 Commercial Drive. Closed. December 17, 2023. A representative for the restaurant, known for its rock and roll vibes, diner-style milkshakes, and big burgers, indicated there were several reasons for the closure, including the health of owner Matt Thompson. The burger joint had been in business for 13 years. What's replacing it? The Fish Counter, second location. VV Tapas Lounge, 957 East Hastings Street. Closing, December 23, 2023. The restaurant announced December 5, 2023, via a media release, that the Strathcona Wine and Tapas Bar will host its final service on Saturday, December 23. However, the team will then shift focus to relaunching the space as a new concept, slated to debut in early 2024. What's replacing it? TBD. Neptune Chinese Kitchen, 1136 Alberni Street. Closing. December 29, 2023. Downtown Vancouver is losing Neptune Chinese Kitchen as the restaurant group is closing its Alberni Street location on December 29. Brendan Kurgan, VIA. With a heavy heart, we regret to inform you that Neptune Chinese Kitchen Alberni will be closing its doors, states the business in a note posted on its door. We want to express our deepest gratitude for your unwavering support throughout the years. The locally based Chinese restaurant chain had operated its downtown Vancouver location for 6 years. What's replacing it? Din Tai Fung. Collister Brewing, Taproom, 1138 Franklin Street. Closing. December 31. one of Vancouver's many award-winning breweries, is going through some significant changes. Collister Brewing will be closing its taproom on December 31, 2023 and moving on. The closure comes as the business's lease ends. With increasing costs, owners say they are looking for a new location. Jules Bistro, 216 Abbott Street. Closing, December 31, 2023. Chef. Owner Emmanuel Joinville opened Jules back in 2007, and named his Parisian-inspired restaurant for his son. Jules has been a labor of love for me since day one, and making the decision to bid farewell is a bittersweet one, but it's time for me to pass the torch to a new generation of culinary talent, said Joinville. The chef is consulting on a new menu for West Vancouver's Marion, set to open in early 2024 at Ambleside. What's replacing it? TBD. The Pie Hole, 1864 West 4th Avenue. Closing, TBA, Est. March 2024. This November came word that the Pie Hole would have to exit its Kitsilano location by March 2024. In a candid interview, owner Janelle Parsons told VIA about the crushing blow and her plans for the future, as her pie shop has been in an expansion mode in the past couple of years. What's replacing it? Pure Bread. With files from Maria Dimont, Brendan Kurgan, and Ali Turner. Find more delicious Vancouver food and drink video stories by following VIA's Forking Awesome TikTok account, at Forking Awesome Vancouver on Instagram, and signing up for our Forking Awesome newsletter delivered fresh to your inbox every Thursday.